And welcome to our nighttime show here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott, and welcome to North State Now. Thank you, Jared, Mr. Music Producer behind the glass.
You are welcome.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
Good. So I was like, I'm hearing the song. He was like, okay. And he picked another song, which we'll do later. But I just thought that was so cool because that's when your ears are fresh, when you can hear somebody just hum like two or three. Okay. And I said, he's Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And I was listening. I've been watching some really wonderful documentaries lately, and it's just totally – the music turns me on. So thank you for that. Jared.
You are welcome here again.
I'm just – pay attention, folks. Welcome to our show again. I'm very excited here. I've got a full house with some wonderful women. And, of course, we love the power of women and the beautiful nature of coming together and knowing these ladies in the past of other positions that they've held. I've come to have great respect and admiration for each one that's here tonight at the table here on KCNR, at KCNR. We're live here right on Market Street with our window open and wonderful things happening in the downtown area. And we're here to talk about Make Moms Day. With me tonight from KIXE is Tara Ferris. Good night or good evening or hello and welcome.
Hello.
Yes. Also wonderful, extraordinary dancer and a singer and producer and director and all those wonderful things. We'll get into that a little bit. You're here to talk about the nonprofit Dream from KIXE as well as Bethany Rao. Hi.
Hello.
We need the applause button.
Hello.
Do you have that applause button yet? Yes. And also from the Shasta Library Foundation, Erica Jones.
Hello, happy to be here.
Hi, get on that green mic.
Am I too far away?
Yeah. So how are you, Erica?
I'm so thankful to be here. Let me tell you, I grew up going to the Republican Tea Parties listening to you sing.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So I feel like I am in the presence of an icon. Am I allowed to say that? I'm a little starstruck.
You're allowed to say it because it's true.
That is too awesome. I don't know. Is it a good thing or it's such a weird thing,
it's
right now? I didn't want to go there.
It's so funny.
But anyway, so Erica, Shasta Library Foundation, Carl and I have followed it when you've done the Taste of Brazil, the Taste of, the Taste of Thailand, we've been very involved in the Shasta Library Foundation that way. So you guys have all come together in this event, of course, Make Moms Day. So let's start off, Bethany.
Yes.
You're the one that reached out to me and said, please, can we get together and talk about this? And I said, come on my show on the first Thursday of the month. So let's start with you and find out how you paired, how everything is working together in this synchronistic moment.
Oh, we're super excited. So Tara and I just started at KIXE back in November, December time frame. Thank you. We're excited.
We love the KIXE and we love the whole public
broadcasting. Yes. Yes, one and the same.
We've done several auctions with them. We get called every year.
That'll be our next. That'll be the next. In a couple of months.
That'll be next.
We'll come back to that.
That'll be next. So, yes, we were put in charge of not only the auction, but other fundraising events. And so Tara and I were like, okay, the big C word's a thing. Am I allowed to say it on air? I don't know. And we trying to think outside the box, something creative that we can do. And we thought of doing like a cooking show where you can buy the box with all the ingredients, kind of like a HelloFresh type thing. And then we knew the Library Foundation had done these charcuterie boxes. And so we reached out to Jen Snyder just to kind of pick her brain. And I was like, wouldn't it be cool if like we did like a dinner, dessert, appetizer type thing? And it's kind of flourished into this Make Moms Day event that we're doing that we are so excited about.
All right. So, Tara, let's hear what did you bring to the table here as far as this idea? And let's talk about when you say Make Moms Day. Let's talk about the date. Let's talk about what we're looking into here.
So, So this is going to be really great because of COVID and because not everybody's getting vaccines right away. We wanted to do something that was going to respect how everybody is feeling about COVID.
Intermingling.
Exactly. Yes. And Mother's Day is all about, you know, being a mom,
celebrating
her and letting her kick up her feet and like take a weekend or a week or a month, whatever she needs. So this box is really great. We get to partner with another incredible nonprofit. And what I love about that is that in this kind of day and age, we're all kind of fighting for our own money. And the fact that both of us can come together and do a fundraiser for both KXC and for the Shasta Library Foundation is just really magical. So this box is going to be great. You're going to get all the things you need for an appetizer, which I'll let Erica talk about. And then our dinner is going to be this really delicious chicken Alfredo. You're going to learn how to make pasta from scratch with Che from Moonstone Bistro. Everything you need to just like really impress mom. We have some local wine from Churn Creek Cellars. They made a custom bottle of Tempranillo for us that we put our own label on.
Mm.
And we've got dessert. It's going to be pretty great. So this is happening over May 7th through the 9th. That's when we will have the bags done. And you'll be able to pick them up on the 7th and the 8th. The cooking show that we are making for this special event will be airing two times on May 8th, 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock on Channel 9, your local PBS station, and then again on Sunday at 5 p.m. And then the bags are going to go on sale March
22nd
through April 30th.
Through April 30th.
So you'll have a month to be able to pre-order.
So let's talk a little bit about the bags in a minute, but let's before we take a break, because we've got you here for till the 6:30. Let's go into Erica and talk about a little bit about the Shasta Library Foundation and what happened with you. So here's two dynamos that come. Do they call you and say, "Hey, we want to partner with Shasta Library"? I mean, because I don't think that this is really interesting.
That's the real story here.
The
collaboration is the real story. I mean, the box is amazing. Making Mom's Day is amazing, but the beautiful thing is the two nonprofits coming together and say, together, we're actually better. Together, we get to meet more need in the community than we would separate. And I think that hopefully it can be a ripple effect to show other people that actually when creative people come together who are like-minded and just committed to the purpose that they want to stand for, you can accomplish anything. And it can look really cool. And it can actually be helpful in bringing connection, which is the ultimate goal of this bag, right? Because we can go out and we can make food, but if we can sit down and make a purpose to connect with mom,
right,
and actually bring each other closer together, do something really special, everything about this bag will be tailored to bring connection to mom, your relationship with mom. So I think that's the most exciting part for me and really what the library and KIXC do in the community. They are connecting cornerstones. If you think about how important literacy is, how important educational programs are, they do is serve to connect us better.
So. That's really interesting because I think of what's going on with the Shasta Library and the fact that you are the Burney Library. And let's just talk that before we take a break really fast about you guys in the Shasta County, but you serve branches that we don't really know about. How many people you actually serve through the Library Foundation? And that would be?
Okay, so the Library Foundation is a fundraising arm. That is our sole purpose. We actually don't serve any programs. We're the money raising entity, and our sole goal is to have a completely funded library. So when I think about what motivates me, I care about our library. Even more, I care about meeting a need in our community. And having a fully funded endowment for our library means we get to have all the cool things. All the cool things that we would expect from a community library, if you think about like Salem or other big cities that have big, huge foundations that support their library. We're talking about virtual reality machines for children to come inside and walk through an artery of a heart. We're talking about bookmobiles who can actually go into the community. We're talking about added increased safety measures. We're talking about more aesthetically pleasing areas to sit. The opportunities are endless, and we can get there if we have a fully funded library, and that comes through our endowment. So, and it's, you know, you get paid out by the endowment just increases over time. So it multiplies, your efforts get multiplied over time. So that is really what the library does. So over time, we'll have branches come to us and say, we have a need. Can you fulfill this need? And the board will say, yes, we want to fund this children's park, which this children's garden, which we did. Or, yes, we want to give you a 3D printer. We're going to take from the endowment, and we're going to go ahead and fund your 3D printer. Oh, you need another staff member to do inventory. Inventory is super important. Yes, we want to go ahead and do that. So we serve immediate needs, but we really, our function is to get to a fully funded endowment for our community.
That's fantastic. I love the passion for all of you. We're going to take a break here. We're coming back. We're going to tell you more about this special event that's happening where you can make Moms a Day, where you can help sponsor some bags. We're going to hear more about the bags.
Yes.
And, of course, Che up at Moonstone is going to be showing us how to cook pasta and all the other good stuff. But we want to get down to the nuts and bolts about what we need to do, how we show up, and where, because all this other stuff is great trimmings, but we need to know where do we go, what do we do, and how do we show up, and how much it costs, and what we have to do in order to make this thing, to make a dent. So we'll be right back with more of that information here. This is Linda Bott. You're listening to North State Now. The first Thursday of every month is moi, KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, downtown Reading. We'll be right back after these messages.
Children play. Park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside. I'm so happy that you love me.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Perdomo Reserve 10th Anniversary. The Perdomo Reserve is a medium to full-bodied blend, giving off notes of dark cocoa, espresso, and ending with a progressive complexity of mineral-rich zestiness. Come down to the shop for your Perdomo Reserve today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
Pop some popcorn, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to celebrate local filmmakers with the 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival. Happening March 6th, the Sundial Film Festival is presented by the Active 2030 Club of Reading. The event has gone virtual this year, so you can enjoy the array of films from the comfort of your own home. It's free to view the Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th at 6 p.m. All you have to do is go to sundialfilmfestival.com and RSVP. The 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th online at sundialfilmfestival.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. And we appreciate you being right here with us, whether you're online at KCNR1460.com or you're on your phone. Hey, you guys, how you doing tonight? Yeah, morning, of course, fine wine. We're talking about this event called the Make Mom's Day. And with us tonight, if you're just tuning in, is Tara Ferris and Bethany Rao and from the Shasta Library Foundation. That would have been the KIXC PBS. Those are the two gals. And Shasta Library Foundation, Erica Jones. You just heard like a passionate, like, pour out from Erica. But we're talking
I'm going to give you all my money.
And we're all coming,
I will take it.
And we're coming together here talking tonight about Make Mom's Day. Bethany had texted me or emailed me and said we really would like to come on and talk about this, and I really wasn't quite sure exactly what it is, but now we're getting clearer. But I'm looking at the bottom of this information. We're talking about the bags. Let's talk about where do people show up and what do they do? We're doing a whole different, we're outside. We're so outside right now. We're not really sure. We're not showing up, putting on the heels, putting on the eyelashes and going to an event. We're doing this whole thing differently. So where do we show up and what do? How is it happening? When is it happening? How do we do it?
Okay, so what it is you are going to purchase your bag. Sales are going to open March 22nd and go through April 30th. You're going to purchase your bag. Your bag is going to include everything you need for your amazing appetizer, which is going to be some homemade bruschetta, garlic butter with some bread. You're going to have all the ingredients to learn how to make chicken Alfredo from scratch. And then oh my gosh, we tried the marshmallows. They are so good. Homemade s'mores. Everything's going to be in the bag to get what you need. So you're going to order the 22nd through the 30th of April. March 22nd, April 30th. And then pickup is going to be, you're going to pick up your bag.
At KIXC?
At Sizzle Kitchen.
Okay,
Sizzle
now where's Kitchen. That?
This is downtown at 1670 Market Street in the atrium. It's a great kitchen space that you can actually rent out. And so we're going to put all the bags together. Since your ingredients are going to have things like chicken and milk and
cream
stuff you need, you need to keep cold. We're going to use their kitchen to keep the bags cold so you can pick them up there May 7th and May 8th. And then on May 8th at two times, 4 and 8 p.m. And then on May 9th on Mother's Day at 5 p.m. on KIXE. Plus there's going to be a YouTube link. We'll post it to Facebook. We're going to do all the things. You're going to watch our first local cooking show. And Barb Cervantes is going to talk to you about the appetizer and about the dessert. Che from Moonstone is going to teach you. You're going to walk along with Che as you learn to make this homemade chicken Alfredo while Mom is sitting on the couch in her recliner with her feet up. Dad and the kids are going to make Mom dinner.
That's what I needed.
I needed the visual. Okay.
Spoil her and serve her.
She's going to be eating the bruschetta and the garlic toast with her feet up and her Tempranillo or wine from Churn Creek Cellars while Dad and the kids.
That's what she's going to love right there, is seeing her family come together.
Yes.
And that, knowing that. Okay, so the bags are $135 and the wine is $15 extra.
Yep, so the wine's going to be a little add-on. It will be limited quantities. We only have, 50 or so bottles of wine. So
you're basically picking up this fabulous bag with all this ingredients, and then you're watching KIXC with these cooking shows as you're sitting here with the powders and the milks, and it tells you how to mix with the on the chef, on the spot chef telling you what to do, and it's live, and Mom's sitting there and interactive.
Yep. Interactive.
Okay, now so how does Shasta Library, okay, we know KIXC is going to film it. We've got so where does Shasta Library enter into this visual for me, please?
Okay, so a portion of this box, we're splitting the funds, right?
I like
it. So we're going to sponsor the bruschetta, your garlic bread, Actually, it's garlic butter, and I don't know if you've ever had Barb's garlic butter. I don't know how she does it.
I still think about it.
I literally don't know how she does it. I was like, what is in this? Anyways, it's fine, but I was like, it's a thing. It's a thing. So we get a big loaf of bread. So we decided we would like to sponsor. That's our part. We're going to say Barb is going to show up. She's going to do her thing. She's actually who we use to do a lot of our events. And she's our right-hand woman.
Yeah.
And we love her
so much. She's fabulous.
Yes. And then we're also contributing the s'more. And the goal of the s'more, we're calling it s'more time with mom.
I love it.
But Barb is making her famous homemade marshmallows and a homemade chocolate ganache. And,
oh, you guys.
And along with these s'mores, we're going to include connecting questions, which is going to take you to vulnerability with your mom. You're going to be like, so, you know, mom, tell me what your most treasured memory of being a mother has been. And it may even leave room for, you know,
a little
bit.
Is this in the bag?
All the time in the bag.
Okay, I like it. Now it's starting to come clear to me like a movie.
Yes.
My head works like a movie. I'm a visual person. I need to see where to go, how to do it.
You need all the scenes. Yeah.
Okay, so now let's tell our listeners, we've got 5 minutes left here in this segment with you guys. I would really like to hear about, now people can go to, where do they go and make a donation? How does that work? And you have certain days that are open in order for this because it's limited supply.
Yep. Yes, it's limited supply.
Because it's live stuff. This stuff is real. It's not going to sit in the back shelf for two.
You're getting like a full chicken breast in there. Yeah. So like, we're not just going to let it sit there for a while. So there's going to be you're hopefully following both nonprofits, but you're going to be able to go to either the Shasta Library Foundation website or KXC's website, and you're going to go to, like, an event page. We'll make sure the links are out there. And you're going to click, you know, to buy this bag, and it's going to take you to an ordering site. You're going to put in all your information, and then we'll let you know.
Easy peasy.
Super easy. You just, you know, hand over the credit card, and there you go.
Yeah.
You purchase your bag, and then we'll make sure you know when the pickup days and times are over at Sizzle Kitchen. There's going to be a lot of communication.
And we're super savvy with everything these days. So you can also text a number, and then you can order your Make Mom's Day bag over your cell phone.
Dinner for four.
Okay.
This is dinner for four.
So you can't go out if you're going to go do something like this. But I love the fact that you can sit with your family this doesn't really happen where you can have the goods, watch the show on TV as it's telling you what to do, and you're like chopping and trying to watch, and it's this very interactive thing. I don't know if that's been done.
It's such an experience.
It really
is. It's such a gift.
It is an experience.
Yes. And we're doing all the work. You get all the credit.
Yep. Yes. Yes.
I love this idea. So everybody listening, you know how much we love to support anything that is local here in Reading that has to do with expansion, and that's KIXE and the Shasta Library Foundation. You guys have been amazing coming together. I love the fact that you're inclusive in coming together in this event. So know that your $135 is going to be allocated out to both events, to both making KIXE a wonderful place that has, you know, such wonderful programming that has been so educational, great for the kids, wonderful documentaries, great educational programming, as well as the Shasta County Library, which is in the endowment fund. But also, let's talk about the numbers. Again, we've got a few minutes left about that the library services how many people?
Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't know exactly that number. I think it's the word. Because we do have Shasta County, and then we have Anderson, and we have Bernie.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's all of those population groups. So what are we sitting at?
Yes.
I mean, it's 190-plus thousand people, cardholders that we have.
Yes.
And in the era of COVID, our library was one of the only libraries that did stay open.
That's fantastic.
Our library stayed open. Right?
That's fantastic.
It was fantastic. I'm so proud of them, and I'm thankful.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much. Final words here. Well, actually, we got 1 minute left, so I'm going to say the final word. Good luck on your event. Again, it's called Make Mom's Day. You want to go to KIXE.org or Shasta County Library. What is the exact website for you guys?
ShastaCommunityFoundation.org. org?
Yeah.
Com?
Shasta Community Foundation.
Go to our Instagram.
Yeah.
Go to our Instagram.
Get it, guys.
Much better.
Make Mom's Day. Thank you so much for joining me tonight here.
Thank you for having us.
Our North State Now radio program. Thank you. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to a special person who knows how to read the stars and the planets. We'll be right back.
Wash away my troubles, wash away my pain, with the rain and Shambhala. Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame, with the rain and Shambhala. Oh,
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring divers pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the Visible River Aquarium, Caverns Exhibits, Parrot Playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Turtle Bay Annual Auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items and supporting Turtle Bay. Bidding begins March 11th. Tune in for the live virtual watch party March 20th on Facebook Live or YouTube. Go to turtlebay.org and click the online auction banner to register and learn more.
Waiting for the break of day. Waiting for something to say.
Yeah, we're live, but I've listened to these riffs. Welcome back to our live show here tonight. This is Linda Budd. How are you? I didn't do any shout out to our sponsors. I want to thank Shasta Regional Medical Group, Medical Center, Shasta Regional Hospital. They really work hard. It's been a very trying time for many people in any kind of functioning in any kind of business. And always remember that, you know, even though they're there to help with the excellence in healthcare, it is a business. And we just know that everybody, there's so many people across on every business that's been affected by this world pandemic. And so we really appreciate people who are coming into the station live tonight, people that have continued on with us in the advertising level, and the people that we shout out to on a community basis. We loved our girls that were here earlier tonight talking about a fundraiser for KIXE, as well as just Shasta, the Shasta Library Foundation. And that was called Make Mom Say, and that was really exciting. Those girls are full of passion and on fire. And again, thank you to my sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Group. And I want to shout out to Lynn Moss, who owner of Country Kitchen. You know, these people have had to shut down, open up, shut down, open up. And so go on in for breakfast at Country Kitchen. And then we've had Carlene's in the past, and she's wonderful. These are local business owners that have been so affected. So we just definitely want to keep Black Bear Diner, you know, personal friends that have just, you know, that are open and closed. And so we're just very tender as a society. And I want to thank these people from the bottom of my heart. Cornerstone Community Bank. These are people who, when we've gone through a crisis here with what we do, like who's going to handle PPP? We've been able to stay open and not have to let any employees go, but we know that there's been several people that have been affected financially and been burdened with, oh, what do I do now? I mean, I've been, you know, let go. So that's why we think it's so wonderful. Again, we can't say enough about shop local, stay local, be local. You know, you're affecting things on a climate locally that's way different than having a corporation come down and say you must do this, who really is coming from like almost a robotic thing from another place, even though it may be human based. They just don't really understand the North State mentality. And we're so proud to be in this place. We choose to be in this place. We don't have to be in this place. We love this place. We were invested in this place. We're rooted in this place. We've grown ourselves. Carl and I have grown ourselves in this space. And that brings me to my guest here tonight. I invite her on, because I think we're in such a kind of like a fractured, tattered time as far as human beings in the last year. And so tonight I met some girls, friends of mine, for a quick dinner over at Fusion at 4:30, and I said, oh, I've got my astrologer coming on tonight at 6:30. I can't wait. I call you my astrologer now, but the astrologer, or our astrologer, or, you know, North State's astrologer, or the world's astrologer, whatever. But, you know, Sandra Jennings is with us tonight. And thank you, dear.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm really excited about being able to tell all the listeners about the exciting things that are going to be going on in March.
Okay, well, that's great to hear, exciting, because, you know, why have we been weepy?
We've been weepy because there are two planets that are at odds right now in the sky, Saturn and Uranus, and they're going to be at odds all year long. They're in a 90-degree angle to each other that they never can get out of. They can't escape from each other. And it's
like a toxic relationship.
It's exactly what it is. And they're blocking each other. You can't get anything done. And they are head-to-head, and one is conservatism and building, and the other one is iconoclastic and decentralizing. And so it's a situation where you think you're going to start to build something, and then there's another force that tears it down, and you think that you're going to share wonderfulness and energy, good energy and resources with as many people as possible, and then some other force from above comes in and says, no, I'm in charge and I'm not going to allow that. So this kind of a difficulty and blockage, we're going to be experiencing it all year long. And also, we have had an unusually long and difficult Mercury retrograde period.
Mm.
And generally it only lasts about 3 weeks, but Mercury hasn't been able to get back to recover to the place that it was at when it began to go retrograde, and it won't do it until the 13th, the day of the new moon. And so people are complaining about Mercury retrograde problems that have continued past the 20th of February, which was when it was supposed to be over, mm-hmm. where you lose things or you forget things or there are appointments that get goofed up, you miss something that's important, you have to have rescheduled. You look at someone and you talk to them and you think they know exactly what you've just said and they didn't, they misunderstood.
Right.
So, and it means a lot of do-overs and problems with electronic mm. things of all types, computers, radio equipment, telephones, and it's never, during this time period, it's never good to sign contracts because they have to be done over, and you don't want to purchase anything like a telephone or a phone plan because if, you know, or a printer or a radio or something big that requires, you know, big monthly payments because it won't work out and you have to redo the contract. So it's been unusually hard. Now that's, as I said, it's going to be over on the 13th, and that also is the day of the new moon, the Pisces new moon. It's when the sun and the moon meet at the same sign, degree, and minute, and it's the beginning of a new lunar month of 28 days. And this one is with the tone of the sign of Pisces, this beautiful water sign that represents the fish floating in the cosmic sea. So it's going to be an opportunity for people during this lunar month to feel more connected to spirit, to be able to meditate and more easily and reach that calm place in the heart that has been inaccessible a lot recently because of circumstances that have been difficult that the whole world has been facing. So it's a nice to know that we're going to be able to get recovered and go to that place again, that it isn't lost from us and that we can feel connected to the creator of all things, that and a recognition that there's a plan that's in place whether we understand it or not. It's nice to know that we're not alone, that we don't have to face the world in solitude by ourselves, that there is a whole host of, you could call them heavenly beings, that are available to be of help and to give us inspiration, or you could call them higher dimensional beings. You could call them angels. You could, some people call them ETs. Whatever mm-hmm. it is, it's who you reach, your guides, mm-hmm. your spirit animals. They're going to be more in touch. You're going to be able to feel that meditative flow and feel connected during this next month. So it's a lovely feeling.
That's really hopeful. Many people who know us and follow us, meaning Carl and I in the morning show, or, you know that, you know, I couldn't even talk for the first 3 days. I did come on the air, and I just try to read the weather was like, you know, it was painful, like bone crunching painful. That we sent our furry baby after 12 years, who would have been, I never had children. And so when Carl and I married the first year, he said, what do you want for our anniversary? And I said, well, if we're going to live here and both of us have always traveled all over the world, but this, we decided to make Reading our home, that we were going to grow us as a couple. And he turned down work and I turned down work. We said, we're going to stay with this before we knew that we were going to buy a radio station. And so we chose this particular pet together. It's not like I brought her in from a relationship or, you know, we got this dog together and she became our baby. So we sent her over. I never knew what the Rainbow Bridge was until actually just this last, because it would have been like, I think we're on a 16th day that we sent her or helped her to cross over to the Rainbow mm-hmm. Bridge. Well, I've never grieved in my life like I have these last 2 weeks, and I could be, I don't know where I am, what I'm doing, but just this grief, and it's getting better. But And I'm sharing this because I know people listening understand when you get attached to something.
Yes.
And even though you have the memories, when it's gone, there's like, to me, there was this beautiful innocence, this little, calming factor. And I thought, oh my God, now what do? She's gone. This rush to get home to take her out or care for her isn't there. And I'm sure there's, I'm just taking that as isolated, personal, but people have been feeling so lost with what their routines are, what
Certainly.
They've known,
yes.
their spots that they go, their watering holes, their associations. And I just know that there's just this is level of grief that's on the planet.
It's a feeling that when you lose a pet or a person, there is the a complete acceptance that they have for you, specifically are for babies. And they always love us, and they're always there for us. They always want to please us, and they're always happy to see us. And it's wonderful to feel that there's a little being that's always on your side.
Yeah, it's a vibration.
Yeah.
And it's a vibration.
It's kind and loving and sweet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they bring healing because of that. Because if you're hurting because
yes.
of a challenge, because life is difficult, that little being makes you feel better. It's like, I'm happy to see you too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Life does have so much more meaning. There's so much more than the problems and
yeah.
focusing on the problems.
Exactly. There's a peaceful union with that. Well, we got to take a break. We're here with Sandra Jennings, and even though we went into a little philosophical thing, the good news is that there's some planetary things. We're going to talk about what's happening in March. We're rushing off to a commercial. We're going to be right back here. This is Linda Bott with KCNR 96.5 FM. This is North State Now. We'll be right back. What's happening in March?
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
And welcome back to our show here called North Day. Now, this is Linda Bott. I'm here with Sandra Jennings. Sandra Jennings, astrology.com. If you would like to talk to Sandra in a discussion, you can also go on Facebook to the Chiron Society, which is C-H-I-R-O-N, and be in the Facebook discussion. So you do a monthly Zoom?
I have a bi-monthly Zoom. I do it before the new moon and the full moon because the moon is a timekeeper. It's the closest heavenly body to the earth. And when the moon starts its cycle, when it's a new moon or when it's a full moon, there are things that change. The themes change on the earth. So I give an explanation of what that means, like I just talked about the new moon in Pisces that's happening on the 13th, and then that's a 28-day lunar month, and in the middle of that, there's the full moon, and that's when there is a completion of that energy. And the next full moon is going to be in Virgo, which is about cleaning up the details, decluttering, and it's very interesting. Last month we had a Virgo full moon also, so being able to get rid of what no longer serves is really important to humanity right now.
Yes, yes. We're going through our house right now, and we're going through files. We're purging.
Yes, that's
the words. I'm purging.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
exactly
so what's
right.
happening in March?
Well, also in March is the spring equinox, and that's on the 20th, and that's the time that's the beginning of spring. It's when days and nights are equal, and it's a balancing time for people's inner life and outer life. And it's the time when the sun moves into the first sign of the zodiac, moves into Aries. And Aries is like a wellspring of energy. It's the sap rising and the birds and the bees. Mm-hmm. And people get energized and want to get outside and get going and dance and sing and start something new. Plant seeds. Begin your garden.
Okay.
Literally.
Oh, all right.
Literally, because that when you plant seeds at the time of a new moon or a spring equinox, they will germinate faster.
Fantastic. Well, you have some charts in front of you, and so I'm just curious with the science behind the charts. What are you here to share with us today?
Well,
tonight?
Any kind of when you look at an astrological chart like I usually do, they're circular. The sun is in the center of the chart, and then the planets and the sun and the moon are all around it at geometric relationships to each other. So that's what I look at certain time periods. Most specifically, as I mentioned, the new moon and the full moon are great times where I can figure out what the planets' relationships are to each other, because some planets are friendly to others and some are not. Some planets are friendly and feel comfortable in certain signs and uncomfortable in others. So there's a certain rhythm to the cycles that they have, and the relationships that they make can be positive or negative or challenging or fabulous, encouraging growth, or a time like we were talking about, a time to purge.
Mm-hmm.
So I find out what the divine timing is so that we can hook up with that divine timing and we can be supported. It's like when you're on a river, you can fight the current or you can travel with the current and go faster without having to work so hard. So when I work with the astrology, I'm trying to understand what is the divine current, and then individually with the people that I work with, how can you ride that river of life positively and easily and get the most out of it and quit fighting so hard.
So, Sandra, how long have you been doing astrology now and reading, finding, answers?
First time I started working with astrology was over 50 years ago. And I also worked with tarot cards and developed intuition and being able to connect with higher vibrations, beings at higher evolutionary strata or different dimensions that than us. And I found that if I work with astrology, I can still connect with those higher energies, but I get more details, nuts and bolts details for what's going on here on Earth where we all live.
With the geometric.
With the geometric relationships that the planets, the sun and the moon, make to each other. Because I'm measuring a huge 360-degree giant circle around the Earth. And the planets travel around that in a kind of like a dish around the sun. And it's a certain area, just of a few degrees, that they travel in. It's called the zodiac. That's where the backdrop is, the 12 constellations of the zodiac. So we see, I see when, if the sun and the moon and the planets are in front of that backdrop, that will tell me, oh, yeah, the sun isn't going to be in Aries. The sun and the moon are going to be in Pisces. And what does that mean? And then better than that, what does it mean for you? Then I'll compare your chart to the chart of what's going on in real time, transits, the transiting planets, and I'll tell you the individual message for you, what you get out of it. Not just what the world is going to feel generally, but how can you prosper? What's going to be harder for you? What should you avoid now? What can you invest in and believe is going to happen? Because as there's a certain energetic planetary situation between friendly planets that are in certain places in your chart that say, this is where you move. This is where success is located.
So what, after this many decades in doing what it is, what keeps you, and I don't want to say this, but what keeps you in the game?
Caring about other people. And trying to teach this message to how try to help other people to understand what astrology can do, how it can be helpful. And I've been on Earth for 7 decades plus, and I want to pass what I know on to other people. I've been studying and gathering a lot of wisdom, and I want to be able to pass it on. I want other people to profit from it also. So when I can share something in a chart and I see somebody's eyes light up, I get it. I understand. That just I get so excited. It makes me so happy. So that's what does it.
Now, you talked about that you were going to be going to another city in the near future and with 7 or 8 other people who do what you do and connect to what you connect on a, like a fair where you open people, help people open their reality or what?
Well, what I'm going to do next weekend is go to a group of people that I'm going to read all of their charts. It's like a mini psychic fair, but I'm the only person there that's mm-hmm. offering services. Mm-hmm. I have produced psychic fairs in Reading, which was nice. Of course, we can't really do that kind of activity now, but mm-hmm. I'll look forward to doing that again in the future. And there's going to be another psychic fair in May, the first weekend of May, first Saturday of May, at the casino.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be there, and many other readers Wonderful. And healers will be there. So that's something else for us to look forward
Time
to.
Time is flying by so fast. We've got 1 minute left. What are your closing thoughts?
My closing thoughts are that life is beautiful, and there is so much peace and satisfaction waiting for all of us. Don't bother yourself with the details or the minor challenges of life, and look toward a future that is promising where you can share love and understanding and wisdom with everyone around you.
Fantastic. Sandra Jennings, astrology.com. You can also go to their Facebook page at Chiron Society, that's Chiron Society, and find out about her meetings, which is the new moon and the full moon.
That's correct.
All right. 6:58 in the morning. This is Linda Bai. Tomorrow there's going to, Doug LaMalfa, there's going to be a bunch of people on the morning show from 7 to 9. This is KCNR. Thank you so much for joining us here on North State Now. And Jared, thank you once again for a wonderful songs and for you showing up and being a fabulous producer. Signing off for the night. Take care, everybody. Love ya.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.